including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broil Master Grill, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilMasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilMasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
You can eat great for just $4 with Denny's 16-item 2, 4, 6, or $8 value menu, like the $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. Look for Denny's coupons and next week's mail. Prices and participation may vary.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
The monkey's doing it.
From it. So get loose and up, we're ugly. About to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 20th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Ooh, it's 3 days before my daughter's birthday. Can't forget that. That would be a big mistake. This edition of the Playhouse brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking. That's right. It's a bank. It's not a union. I think I'll join that union. It's First Community Credit Union. A little bit different, but you do belong, like you do a union or a country club, and there are benefits. We'll talk about them after we do a round of introductions.
Hey!
Let's start with the piece of equipment that, next to the transmitter, I think is the most important piece of equipment here. More important than microphones or telephones or anything else. That's the control board. And not just anybody can operate a control board. Like a five-year-old couldn't. You have to be at least 7 or 8 years old to operate this thing.
Right.
And doing it like a 7 or 8 year old is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k, now is a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house. He is a bass player. He's a harmonica player. He's a field player when he's not attached, meaning playing the field. He's an impressionist. He's a man of a thousand talents, and he's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hind end.
And some Greek organization brought some Greek food. There's Greek food all over this station. There's some Greek fest is coming up or something. And Rat Boy's mad because by the time he found out about it, he wanted to make sure nobody ate up all the Greek what?
Cheese.
Greek cheese. Is there such a thing?
I don't know.
Have any Greek cheese. There was
feta cheese,
there.
I think, is
Feta? Is that Greek?
I think so.
Sorry. Somebody must have eaten. It's not in here, Rat Boy, next time. I give it up for Bruce Lipperst in the All Boy Orchestra. Feta cheese. Only blue cheese stinks more than feta cheese.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the stinky.
They're both stinky cheeses, blue and feta. They are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. If you need a home improvement loan, because this is the time of year people do that, they borrow money and put on that screened-in porch that they've been wanting to do for years, or just sort of replace and repair things that aren't looking too hot these days. That would be home improvement. Depending on your circumstances and the value of your house and some other things, you could borrow up to $25,000 from First Community Credit Union for a home improvement loan. Talk to them about that. The other thing you want to talk to them about is your car loan. I know a lot of people who moved their car loans over to First Community Credit Union and saved significant money. Significant money to me on a car loan would be, hey, even like $20 a month on a car loan. Let's say it's $10, $10 a month. Why, in a year, that would be... If you only save $10 a month on a car payment.
$10 a month.
And let's say you've got 3 years of those car payments.
3 years?
Mm-hmm. So $10 a month.
$14,000.
$14,000 you save.
It's almost the price of a new car.
No, wow. Yes, it is.
Wow.
There you go. I mean, that alone might be the reason to switch all your banking to First Community Credit Union. And don't be mad at me, bank people, for asking people to leave you and come to First Community Credit Union. That's what we do here. We send our listeners to the people who support this program. And one of those is First Community Credit Union. A great place to bank for lots of reasons. You want to know more? Go to firstcommunity.com. This Thursday, day after tomorrow, we will pay our respects to those who have died in battle. And I don't think it's just died in battle. I think those who served, remembering them, they didn't have to be killed in battle. Maybe they just passed away. I even think you should remember people who are still with us, World War II vets who are still around, like my dad. So Memorial Day, we'll do that. We never forget. We never forget that. We're the only station that does what we do, and we're glad to do it, and we enjoy doing it. And I've never had a complaint about it. That's the kind of audience we have. Nobody in our audience would ever complain, hey, how about more funny stories and jokes and enough of the, remembering veterans? This is the wrong station for you if you want to do that. Lifestyle lifts. Have you seen these TV commercials? It's
yes.
Debbie Boone.
No.
Yes, I have.
And then she has a lifestyle lift, and they show these women who used to have six chins. And
the
now
before
they
and after?
Yeah, and they always had like eight chins, and then they had one. I made a point today when it came on TV at home to write down what they're saying, because they've said the same thing for 3 years now, at least. Lifestyle lifts. Call now before this amazing offer ends. Call now before they have said that for 3 years. Two things at least. I hate about it. They act like it's going to end any minute, and it's been going 3 years. And the other is the fact that it has the word amazing in it. Folks, we have got to shut this amazing thing down. We have to put an end to the use of the word amazing. I watched Dancing with the Stars last night with my wife. As I'm telling you, Amy Purdy is an incredible human being to watch. I heard the word amazing, I know, 40 times on that. That was amazing. You look amazing. She's amazing. He's amazing. That was amazing. What an amazing routine. And then Harry Connick Jr. is on with John Carney today. I get in the car. I turn it on. He says hi to Harry Connick Jr. The first question John asks is something like, so what's it like to be a judge? You know what Harry Connick says? It's amazing. What is happening? That everything's not amazing. I'm on a mission to shut this down, this amazing thing. Here's another thing we need to shut down. Chris Negus, this guy on Channel 4.
Oh.
Another one of these guys. I'll get to the bottom of this. He'll take a camera and he's going to go out and hunt somebody down and yell at them through their fence at their house and make them come to the door.
He's so dramatic.
Oh, my goodness.
So dramatic.
We could do without this. I think we've had enough of that. Nothing against, I don't know Chris Negus. He may be a nice guy, but you know what? It starts to look kind of like buffoonery more than somebody getting to the bottom of anything. They overdo it. Dial that back a little bit.
Elliot does the same thing. Elliot Davis, he'll try and push
buttons. Well, he kind of started it.
Yeah, he did start it, but he tries to push buttons now to get them to react.
Yeah, and they act like they're shocked at the reaction of the person when they're trying to get them. Well, our own Elliot Davis almost got punched in the face today when he went to the courthouse to confront. Well, yeah, of course he did. There's an article that came out last day or so, and it says that President and Michelle Obama, they list their net worth. I love this when this happens. It says their assets are valued at about $2 to 7 million. What kind of person is doing this accounting that you can't get closer than that? 2 to 7 million. Well, is it 3 million? Is it 5 million? That's a pretty big gap. 2 to 7 million. Joe Biden and his wife, and I don't buy this for a minute, assets valued at somewhere between $276,000 and $940,000. Sorry.
That's a pretty big gap, too.
Yeah, and it's not true. They have a lot more money than that. And so do the Obamas. And who cares how much the Obamas have? It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because once he's out of office, this guy, if he wants to be, will be a zillionaire. Can you even imagine how many speaking engagements the first black president of the United States will be invited to? Bill Clinton has made $200 million speaking. George W. Bush apparently has chosen to live a more private life and not be all over the place speaking. That's his choice, and it's Clinton's choice, and I'd take the money, too. But the Obamas are never going to have to worry about money, and neither will their kids or their kids' kids. So I don't know what it matters that now they're worth somewhere between 2 and 7 million. That's zeroing in on it. Email, dear Frank, consider myself a very loyal listener. I've been listening since Kix 104. Well, that is loyal because that was 1987. That started. He says, Memorial Day is less than a week away, and I wanted to touch base and tell you how much I enjoy your tribute. And I guess Ralph, let's see, who wrote this? No, Bernie. Bernie said, my father served in the Army during World War II, made the landing at Normandy, saw action throughout Europe. He was one of the lucky ones who made it back, and he, along with my beautiful mother, raised 5 of us kids. Both are gone now, but not forgotten. And I visit them at Jefferson Barracks whenever I get a chance. And it always occurs to me how sad this world is without them. I spent 32 years in the military and retired from the Coast Guard a little over 10 years ago. He says, I know you like to add an occasional song during your tribute show. I want to throw out a couple of my favorites. And he mentions G.I. Joe and Lily by the Oak Ridge Boys. I don't know that song. And then he mentions Riding with Private Malone by David Ball. And I wrote him back and said, Bernie, we've done Private Malone for 20 years. We will probably always do Private Malone. And then he says, not sure if you ever found the U.S. Coast Guard anthem, but here's a version. He gave me a link. Yes, we've played it, and we will continue to play it because I wouldn't blame anybody in the Coast Guard for being upset if we left out the Coast Guard anthem. It belongs in there right with the others. So Burger King has done a couple of unusual things recently, one of them very recently, and I think very stupid. First of all, Burger King has added some additions to its breakfast menu, including hamburgers. Why not? Why not? I've never understood, why is a sausage patty okay for breakfast but not a ground beef patty? What the heck difference does it make? Somebody somewhere sometime said, well, eggs, oatmeal, bacon, sausage, pancakes, that's for breakfast. And everything else is for another time of day. Why? 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 Isn't that weird that nobody goes and orders eggs like at 6 o'clock in the evening?
Right, you can't get them anywhere.
I would have breakfast anytime.
Yeah, no, I love
anytime. I love breakfast. But how about steak and eggs? Steak and eggs.
What about?
It's just kind of a strange combination, but people have steak and eggs all the time.
So they're going to have burgers for breakfast, and that's okay. But here's the dumb thing they've done. They're scrapping their slogan, which, by the way, I didn't even know was still their slogan. Have it your way at Burger King. Here's the new slogan. And Burger King, if you're listening, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Find new roads?
No. Yeah. The new slogan is Be Your Way.
Be Your Way.
What?
What does that mean?
Burger King, Be Your Way. You know what it means? And I told Peon this. And then I read further, and I was absolutely right. It seems like everybody thinks that today they have to make sure that as a company, they want the whole world to know they're okay with anybody's lifestyle.
Oh, they're politically correct.
Yeah. Be Your Way. And Burger King released a statement that said the motto is intended to remind people that they can and should live how they want, anytime they want. It's okay to not be perfect. Self-expression is important. Well, it may be, but this is still a stupid slogan.
Hello.
You're going to a fast food place.
You're selling fast food.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, yeah. You're not a church.
Yeah, you're going to get a burger and some fries.
Be Your Way.
I like have it your way better because it's like have it your way. You can.
That could mean the same thing. Have it your way. Boy on boy, girl on girl, three-way, gang.
Burger on burger?
Yeah.
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 Taco on taco? Yeah. Oh, wait, they don't sell tacos. Sorry.
They used to, I think.
I see what you did there. So here's this story, Steelville, Missouri. This guy, this is the St. Louis. It's been in the news. I picked this up a couple days ago. Remember the people on a float trip and somebody got off the canoe or whatever and decided to urinate on the bank. And this guy comes out with a gun and a knife and he doesn't like it because somebody's peeing on his land. And the next thing you know, he shoots a guy and kills him because he peed on his property.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a picture of this guy and he looks just like somebody who'd be in Deliverance or something. I've been on 2 float trips in my life. They were disasters because 10 minutes into it, I fell in the ice cold water. It was April. The water was freezing cold. It was horrible.
Canoe or raft?
Canoe, and I'll never do a canoe again. I'll do a raft.
Raft's the best.
But one of the things I remember from one of them was we encountered one of these backwoods people when we were dragging our canoe after we got it back upright and retrieved whatever we could retrieve. I lost most of my stuff in the river. But I remember this guy. And I was having a flashback to a scene from Deliverance. And I told the story before, but I'll tell it again. My ex-brother-in-law from many, many years ago, he and I found a spot in St. Charles County, and I believe the water was Dardine Creek. And I just accidentally discovered, because I had a motorcycle at the time, and I was out riding a motorcycle, and I found a little road, and I followed it, and it led to another little road. And the next thing you know, I'm in this beautiful part of this river or creek, crystal clear, and fish everywhere. You could see the fish. So I used to, I'd get in the car, and I put a tackle box in there, and I'd go park, and a little kind of a dirt road that led up to the bank. And one day I took my brother-in-law with me. Now, I always carried a handgun with me because while I was there, I'd fish a little and I just kind of target practice on the bank. And he and I were there fishing one day and we look up. And prior to this, I've never seen a soul there. We look up and here are these two big galoots. And the one of them says something like, "What do you and just think you're doing?" And I said, "Well, we're fishing." He said, "You're fishing on private property." And I said, "Well, I didn't know it was private property. I thought it was a creek." "Well, it is private property, and it's my daddy's property. We farmed this land. It was my grand." He goes through this whole story. And they're getting real nasty with us until I just kind of reached back so I can make sure he saw that I had a gun. And then they kind of backed it off. And I said, "Well, I'm really sorry. We'll be happy to leave." He says, "That'd be a good idea." I said, "Well, give me time to gather up, you know, reel my rod and then get my stuff." He says, "All right, but you best get on out of here." So they leave. By the time my brother-in-law and I gather our stuff up and get to the car, they slashed our tires. And I'll never forget that because I saw Deliverance. If you've never seen Deliverance, by the way, get it. Because it still holds up. Burt Reynolds. And it was the first movie role for Ned Beatty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You want me to do what?
Yeah. Get it, and you'll think twice about going on a float
trip. The guy playing banjo. You could never get that image out of your mind.
The kid
up on that bridge.
Yes.
That kid, that weird looking kid. And I can't remember the story. Wasn't that kid just an actor, or was he really a mountain kid?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
One of the creepiest looking people I've ever seen playing that banjo. Deliverance. Even if you've seen it, it's time to see it again. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Thanks again to Colin Jeffrey. He's going to be popping in on Tuesday and Friday. Talking about entertainment, whatever of that he wants to talk about. Been a while since we did this joke. I think there are 3 cannibal jokes in the world. This is one of them and maybe the best. It's a couple of cannibals who are really hungry. They haven't had anybody to eat for a week. And a missionary gets separated from the rest of the missionaries and wanders into cannibal country, and these two cannibals capture him. And they're tickled to death. They're thrilled to death that they're going to have a good meal. So they take this missionary. I know this sounds horrible. It's a joke, but it's kind of disgusting. And they boil him. And they lay him out on a picnic table. Nude. Just nude and freshly boiled. And the one cannibal says to the other, he says, man, oh man, he's licking his chops. He says, I cannot wait to dive in. I am so hungry. This guy looks delicious. And his buddy says, now hold on. You got to pace yourself. Who knows when we'll get somebody to eat again. It might be another week. Let's pace ourselves. Here's what we're going to do. You take the feet, I'll take the head, and we'll just sort of start eating, and we'll eat our way to the middle. His buddy says, okay, can we start? He goes, start, but take it easy. So they start. And the one guy looks down at his buddy and goes, say, how you doing down there? He says, I'm having a ball. He says, you're eating too fast.
Well, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, Dan, traffic is really a mess out there. First of all, we got a report of an accident on southbound 55 near Highway 270 that was blocking the left lane. We also have an accident, on eastbound 40 at Lindbergh. Right now, baseball traffic is really creating havoc because you are slow now from about Long Road all the way up through Mason. Then you're slow again 270 through Lindbergh and McKnight through Big Bend. Southbound 270 is also a mess. It's slowing from Dorset Road down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling westbound 70, look for some slow traffic in pockets between Jennings Station Road out through Highway 270. It's going to be heavy again from about Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, letting up a little bit. You're slowing east of McDonald now through New Florissant. Northbound 170, stop and go from Highway 70 up through Airport Road, and then it's just slow for up to Highway 270. Now, if you're traveling on southbound 170, you're going to be slowing from Olive down through Highway 40 and westbound 40. We just have that normal jam up Kings Highway through McCausland, heavy from Lindbergh out through Mason, and from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Check out $5.99 burgers at Applebee's. Every Monday after 4 p.m., $5.99 will get you any of their delicious burgers with fries. Only at Applebee's and only on Mondays. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Randy's last day before vacation. Hopefully she's not mailing it in. We'll find out. CNN's Don Lemon alongside Dr. Don Lemon back for his weekly visit. All headlines national and international. And in the noon hour, we're going to talk with an expert. You've heard the phrase viral. How exactly does something go viral?
The Martin Kilcoyne Show with Randy Naughton starting at 10 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Would you like to take care of your yard? I'd like to take care of my yard, but I was always afraid to until I found DynaGreen. DynaGreen is produced right here in St. Louis. It's formulated and produced in the Midwest for Midwest lawns exclusively. You talk to anybody who knows anything about lawn and garden and mention the name DynaGreen, they almost have a cult-like following. DynaGreen for years has been making products for commercial landscapers. Well, now they're making products and packaging for the retail market. You and me. Now, you and I can take advantage of that DynaGreen product. At DynaGreen, they support your local neighborhood dealer. So ask for it by name. That's right, DynaGreen. Go into your independent lawn and garden dealer and ask for it by name. DynaGreen makes their products specifically for our yards. The picture-perfect lawn, you need DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at University Garden, Garden Heights Nursery, and Valley Park Elevator and Hardware.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Every time you pull up to your home, you notice it. Your neighbors notice it too. Your paint is chipping, peeling, fading. So you're gonna paint your house yourself? I don't think so. You're gonna pay someone else every few years to paint? That makes no sense. The solution? RhinoShield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with RhinoShield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield
is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal. But you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000-square-foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500-plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Yellowstone. We've got to see it. It's been there a million years, so I guess there's no hurry. I remember when our son was a kid. Boy, that seems like a million years ago. Wow. You know, maybe it's time for this geezer to get to that geyser. How about you? Don't wait too long. Rent an RV from Byerly for an adventure of a lifetime, or buy one and make every weekend a little vacation.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Well, we have Southern California weather, except for the humidity part. They don't get that. We're going to go out there and check with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I encourage you, if you haven't, make reservations and have dinner sometime at Annie Gunn's. If you have, I don't have to encourage you because you will go back. Smokehouse Market, hard to even describe what they have, things nobody else has. You'll see when you go there. They're both in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, here's Mike Evans.
Nice day there in St. Louis, huh?
A little humid, but yeah, pretty nice. Upper 80s, mid-80s. Not bad.
Sweet. Our pop quiz question today is, come on, St. Louis, play along. Have fun.
Okay.
Name the name of the star who once worked as a sex phone operator. Oprah Winfrey.
Whoa.
Queen Lutifah.
Lutifah.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Ooh.
Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. They look like they were newlyweds, but of course, they're just dating. Having dinner in Las Vegas Saturday night, sharing a kiss, glass of wine, hand in hand. Next morning, getting up, flying with her kids to Southern California, taking the kids to Disneyland. Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, friends say, they're the real deal. They're talking about marriage.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
That is beautiful, Franco.
Sure is.
Hollywood's most loving couple, deeply involved in a lot of charities, always out in public, showing a lot of affection. Hollywood's new hot couple, they're married, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. I think she's beautiful.
I can't picture her. I'm sure I would know her if I saw her.
Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah, you know Gus.
Yeah, like I watch that show.
Going to watch Fargo tonight?
I'm going to have to. I keep saying I'm going to give it one more night. I'll give it one more night, yeah.
Okay. California Chrome runs for the Triple Crown on June 7th. Lots of Hollywood stars will make the trip to Belmont, New York, including Steven Spielberg, Heidi Klum, Robert Redford, Bill Paxton, MC Hammer, Alec Trebek, Miley Cyrus, Johnny Depp, Ashley Simpson, and even Franco's favorite, Justin Bieber.
I would love to hear that Sarah Jessica Parker went and somebody tried to throw a saddle on her.
Oh, no, Holman, you don't need to go there.
John Landoff, too, should be on that.
Yeah, he's going to be there. Our own John Landoff, world's famous Chevy dealer, will be there.
I might go. I'm thinking about it.
Now, when you say that, is it that easy for you? You've got tickets. I mean, if you want to go, you could just go.
Yeah.
Must it be like to be Mike Evans?
Hmm.
Well, the problem would be, place to stay and stuff, but my son lives in New York.
Well, there you are.
So that's not a really problem. Okay. Getting one working credential is not a problem. I went to take Cheryl, but she said no last night. I go, let's go to the Belmont. No.
Why does she have any say in it?
Yeah.
She's a boss of.
Okay, yeah, that's the way you want to live your life.
I'm just simply telling it like it is.
Some
guys think that they're the boss of, they say they're the boss of, they tell people they're the boss of, but not boss of.
Yeah, I know guys like that, not me.
You ever look in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Boss.
Oh. Bieber Nuggets, porn dude Larry Flint has offered Justin Bieber $1 million to be his spokesperson for all print and television ads for his Hustler strip clubs. No word of Bieber will take the gig.
Well, first of all, $1 million is not even going to change Bieber's life.
No.
Of course he's not going to do that.
And what I don't understand is, why would Justin Bieber being your spokesperson, why does he think that that's going to make people, guys go, oh, I got to go to that club if Justin Bieber's going to
that
club?
If anything, they would not relate to him.
Exactly. I don't understand that at all.
No.
Justin was not at the Billboard Music Awards Sunday night because Justin was not invited to the Billboard Music Awards Sunday night. Thought you should know. Good news. Good news. Justin's off the codeine cough syrup. Bad news. Now he's on steroids, working out every day.
Oh, that's going to... He'll look like Carrot Top before.
Yeah, remember how he looked? He turned into a monster.
Who, Carrot Top?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hideous looking. You know who else? Didn't Joe Piscopo go through that?
Oh, yeah. I just do it all natural is the way I go.
Speaking of him, what has happened to Joe Piscopo? I have not seen him in anything for 10 years.
I know. I haven't seen him either.
And he was very talented.
He was. Another Saturday Night Live guy.
Yeah, he did a great Sinatra.
Odds and ends to promote Expendables 3. I thought this was odd when I got the video of this. They closed down Main Street in Cannes, and here comes a World War II tank with Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, Mel Gibson, and Harrison Ford hanging out of it.
Hmm.
It's like, well, they weren't relevant since World War II. Why? I don't get it.
Well, I get it because I talked to Sly Stallone.
See, this is where you should have recorded.
I did,
Franco.
And apparently they'd all had a little too much to drink.
Really?
Yeah, they rented a tank. Well, here, I said, Sly, what were you thinking? What was going on? Here's what he said.
Well, you know, we were drinking, we got together, we said, hey, let's go rent a tank and drive it down the road, you know, a little bit. Yeah, that's what we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is excellent.
He is a great interview.
That's journalism at the top rung.
It really is. Bill Phelan will have more of that.
No, I don't think so.
No, on the news.
James St. John will have more of that. No?
No.
Celebrity sighting Mila Kunis here in Palm Springs. No makeup. And so much acne, it looked like her face caught on fire, and she put it out with an ice pick.
You know what? I don't think you watch Dancing with the Stars, but one of the things I do like about Dancing with the Stars is you get to see these gals at rehearsal without the makeup. And I told my wife, I said, now, look, see what I've always told you? Lighting and makeup in Hollywood works wonders. Because when you see the Cameron Diaz's of the world shopping, it looks like a different person.
Yeah. I think her face is messed up because she's pregnant. I think it's hormones. Has to be.
Could be.
Don't miss Judge Judy. Prime time on CBS tonight.
That might be really good.
Yeah, it is good. She's a treat, 71-year-old, 5'1", 110 pounds. And they say underneath that those robes, she got herself a couple 36 Ds.
Whoa. Man.
How about that?
Judge Judy D.
There you go. She'll be introduced by her closest friend. You'll be surprised. Samuel L. Jackson. Huh. We've been friends for years and years and years.
All right.
And finally. Hate to see it come to an end, Franco.
I don't like to watch her daytime show, but I will watch the special on her.
I like her. You don't like her daytime show?
No, I don't. I think she's way too over the top with that I'm smarter than you are. I don't like her attitude.
Name the name of the star who once worked as a sex phone operator, Oprah, Queen, or Whoopi.
I'm going to go Queen Latifah.
I'll say Whoopi Goldberg.
I'll also go with Whoopi just because she's so smoking hot.
I'm glad it's a call I never made. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Mike Evans, Live Hollywood. Hey.
Oh.
Can you imagine Whoopi back before?
Oh.
Now, keep in mind that when you see her now, that's with Hollywood's help.
Yeah, but she's chunked up. Have you seen her?
Oh, she's a big girl now. Wow. But can you imagine back before when she was doing the sex phone thing, if the guy on the other end of the phone had any idea what he was
I think
talking
that's
to?
Most of those
Can you send me a picture of yourself? Oops.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Real quickly, just in the category of sometimes people waste money on advertising, I found this really interesting. The National Guard has an advertising budget, and it's a pretty healthy budget. They spent $88 million with NASCAR to advertise to come join the National Guard. And according to this article I'm looking at, they say they can't see where a dollar of it paid off. They saw no increase at all when they went with NASCAR to advertise the National Guard. So sometimes you just waste advertising money. Not here, of course, but other places. Now I'm going to read you
another good example of the loyalty of these listeners. I got this email yesterday. It came while we were on the show. 4:04 is the timestamp. It says, "Dear Frank, last week I had the occasion to use one of your sponsors, a sponsor I was hoping I would never need. The evening of Thursday, May 8th, as I was leaving work, my six-month-old 2014 vehicle was hit by a rental truck. That was Thursday. Friday morning, I called Schaefer Auto Body in Hazelwood and went in that same afternoon for an estimate. The car was dropped off for repair on Tuesday the 13th. Schaefer was tremendous in the handling of my vehicle. And last Friday, May 16th, 1 week later, I picked up my repaired vehicle. And as you always say, I cannot tell where the repairs were made. The vehicle was washed super clean when I picked it up. They also arranged the rental car pickup, and I was able to drop the rental car right there at Schaefer and didn't even have to go back to the rental car office. What a time saver. Thank you so much for telling your listeners about Schaefer Auto Body. They were terrific in handling my car situation." Thank you, Nancy, for the email. And she thanks me twice for telling her about Schaefer. So I'll go ahead and thank you for doing business with Schaefer. And we're getting closer and closer. We're probably now only 3-4 weeks away from being able to tell you the exact location of the what will be the 8th Schaefer Auto Body location in O'Fallon, Illinois. Remember how to spell it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's get our final look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's a mess if you're coming in on Highway 40. First of all, eastbound at Boone's Crossing, they've got the off-ramp blocked, so you've got that crash. And then you've got another one. They've moved off to the exit of Lindbergh. But traffic is jammed up now, approaching Boone's Crossing all the way in through Lindbergh, and then it opens up McKnight through Big Bend. On westbound 70, you're still running slow from Florissant out through past the airport to about Lindbergh, then you're heavy again near Cave Springs. Southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, you're jammed from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, that is looking a lot better approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. And the accident on southbound 55 at Highway 270 had the left lane blocked. And this traffic report brought to you by At Home. At Home, the home decor superstore, is now open in Fenton, O'Fallon, Illinois, and Bridgeton. Endless possibilities for decorating at unbeatable value. Every room, every style, everyday low prices. Go in and make yourself at home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson. That starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Your bathroom into a relaxing getaway by calling Jacob Shower and Bath at 800-226-6676. Why tackle a bathroom renovation by yourself only to get in over your head when faced with rerouting plumbing, tile installation, rewiring, and more? Just tell the Jacob Shower and Bath consultants what you need, and you'll get a new bathroom at a price that might surprise you in as little as one day. Jacob Shower and Bath has been family-owned and locally operated for over 35 years, and they stand behind their work. Call 800-222-6676 or go to convertmybathtub.com.
Yesterday's show was the best show we ever did until today. We topped it today. I think we'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight, the social security numbers and personal information of 200 St. Louisans online for anyone to steal. Fox 2 has found it. The Secret Service is now investigating it.
A family of six wakes up to hear their windows shatter because of a fire next door. A fire neighbor say, the fire department said.
The State Board of Education votes for big changes to the Normandy School District. Who will be in charge? And what about students who transferred out? And St. Charles police arrest a man accused of peeking into women's windows for months.
Exclusively tonight on Fox 2, the U.S. Secret Service is investigating a Social Security number scam uncovered by Fox 2. Dozens of St. Louis residents have their personal information, including their Social Security numbers, posted online right now. Fox 2's George Sells is live downtown with how federal agents want to know how it happened. George.
And Sandy, the names come from all over Metro St. Louis. Most of the victims in this case are women. And right now,